joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. And again, I always appreciate you having me on every week. It really means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, before we get to some of the other issues at hand, we did have a nor'easter that went through the area. Did Brockton suffer any significant impacts from it, and are you still dealing with them?
No, we really didn't. We kind of dodged that one, to be honest with you. I mean, we did have a substantial amount of water, but we didn't have any flooding, and we didn't lose any power. And so, again, we dodged that one. But, you know, out of abundance of caution, the superintendent of schools did have two-hour release early that day. And, you know, I'm sure the kids, my own kids, were happy about that. But, again, we did not have any negative impact due to the storm.
All right. Now, what are the latest COVID numbers in the city?
Yeah, total cases overall, 34,390. Our death count is 534. One of the deaths were deleted by DPH, so it brought down to 534. Turns out the person that passed was not a Brockton resident. Active cases are 85, and within the last 24 hours, we've only had four new confirmed cases, and out of those four, all of them were over the age of 18 years.
And what's the latest right now with Brockton Hospital?
Brockton Hospital, again, is still offline, right? The main building is offline, but they have been absolutely wonderful working with my office. You know, they've already opened up. Signature's has two new walk-in urgent care centers now in the city of Brockton. One's at 650 Center Street, and it's open 24/7. And then the other walk-in urgent care center is up on Liberty Street on the west side. It's their medical building up there, and it's open 7 days a week as all from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And, again, it's on the bat bus line. Walk-ins are open to the public, no appointments needed. So they're really moving forward. And, again, we had a walkthrough with the governor, lieutenant governor, and also Health and Human Services Secretary Kate Walsh as well 2 weeks ago. So, you know, everyone's working in a collaborative manner. I still do my call with all the hospitals. Good Samaritan, again, did get a huge influx of patients, but I spoke to the CEO last night, Matt Hesketh, and again this morning, and, you know, those numbers are very manageable, and Sue Joss and her team over at Brockton Neighborhood Health Center as well, the numbers are starting to level off, and I do think the walk-in clinics are really helping citizens here in Brockton and beyond.
And, of course, tonight you're going to be giving your State of the City address.
I am. I'm really excited about it. Again, I took office just 6 weeks before the pandemic, so I've done my State of the City. I've never done one in person because I had to do a video. So tonight at Brockton High School in the Nelson Auditorium in the Fine Arts Building, the big auditorium, it's 6:30 to 7:30 tonight. And I'm just really excited. I'm going to be able to talk about the progress we've been making throughout the city and share some of my visions for Brockton's future and the continued growth we're doing right now. So, you know, if you're a Brockton resident, Brockton business owner, join us. And if you're a friend of Brockton and you want to come for some free cookies, come and see us. But I'm proud to say that Congressman Stephen Lynch is going to be there to say some words as well. And we're going to have some awesome videos of some other folks that are supportive of the City of Champions that will be aired as well tonight.
Any surprises you think we're going to see in your speech tonight or that you can tease for us?
I can tell you I'm running for re-election. There's been a lot of rumors that I'm not, but I am, so I don't know if that's a surprise, but I'm all in. We got a lot more work to do here in the city of Brockton and have a great team. And, you know, if I walked away at this point, it just would not be conducive to the progress we're making. So hopefully I'll be able to stay around for another 2 years. But, no, I mean, I'm just going to talk about, you know, how we've been working together in collaboration and building success in Brockton using the transit-oriented development, right, the three commuter stops in Brockton. And just the progress we've made working together, I think, is pivotal. And let's keep going. Roll up the sleeves and get the job done, Dan.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll be talking to you again next week. And enjoy the weather. It's going to be 50 today.
Thank you. And a happy St. Patrick's Day to a fellow Irishman.
Thank you. Appreciate it.